And I'm told that there are lots of leadership roles out there at the moment. There's the England football team. There's Top Gear. There's even across the big pond a role that needs filling. But if I can go to my pet subject, Brexit really threatens. Thank you.
When it comes to women prime ministers, I'm very pleased to be able to say pretty soon it's going to be 2-0. Yeah. And not a pink bus in sight, Mr. Speaker. And when it comes to poverty, 300,000 fewer people in relative poverty, 100,000 fewer children in relative poverty, and to be accused of sloth in delivery by the Right Honourable Gentleman, let's just take the last week. We both have been having these leadership elections. We got on with it. We've had resignation, nomination, competition and coronation. They haven't even decided what the rules are yet. Got into power, it'd take about a year to work out who would sit where.
Jeremy Corbyn.
Democracy is an exciting and splendid thing, and I'm enjoying every moment of it. The Home Secretary, Mr. Speaker, was talking of the economy. The Home Secretary again, she said, many people find themselves exploited by unscrupulous bosses. I can't imagine who she's referring to.
Let me say something to him about the democratic process of leadership elections, because I did say a couple of weeks ago that I thought it was... I have to say I'm beginning to admire his tenacity. He is reminding me of the Black Knight in Monty Python's Holy Grail. He's been kicked so many times, but he says, keep going, it's only a flesh wound. I admire that. I'm glad he mentions emails, because actually I've got an email as well. I got this, I'm not making this up, I promise. I got this on the 16th of September 2015 from someone called Judith, and she said this: please, please keep dignity and not triumphalism during the first PMQs today with Jeremy Corbyn. And she gave this reason. She said, because Tom Watson, who may oust Jeremy Corbyn, is a very different kettle of fish. He's experienced, organised, and far more dangerous in the long term. She goes on, so sensible, sober, polite answers to Mr. Corbyn, let him create his own party disunity. After this is over, I've got to find Judith and find out what on earth happens next.
Jeremy Corbyn!
Mr. Speaker, the pleasure of asking the Prime Minister 179 questions. And thank you. Well, there are plenty more to come to his successor. Don't worry about that. But before I ask him the last question, could I just put it on record and wish him well as he leaves this office, and also to wish his family well, Samantha and their children, because I think we should all recognise that whilst many of us really do enjoy our jobs and our political life, it's the loved ones nearest to us and our families that actually make enormous sacrifices that we may be able to do this. So I'd also like him to pass on my thanks to his mum for her advice about ties and suits and songs. It's extremely kind of her, and I'd be grateful if he'd passed that on to her personally. And I'm reflecting on the lesson that she offered. But I've got one rumour that I want him to deal with. There's a rumour going round that his departure has been carefully choreographed so he can slip seamlessly into the vacancy created this morning on Strictly by Len Goodman's departure. Is that his next career?
I don't really have a passe-double, so no, I can promise that is not the case. Let me say to him, first of all, thank you for the kind remarks and the good wishes to my amazing wife, Samantha, and my lovely children, who are all watching from the gallery today. He's absolutely right. The pressure is often bears hardest on those we love around us in these jobs. And let me send my best wishes to his family as well. I've done a bit of research, Mr. Speaker. I have addressed 5,500 questions from this dispatch box. I'll leave it for others to work out how many I've answered. because of your belief in letting everyone have their say, I think I've done a record of 92 hours of statements from this dispatch box, as well as some very enjoyable liaison committee appearances and other things. I will certainly send his good wishes back to my mother. He seems to have taken her advice and is looking absolutely splendid today. But it gives me... It gives me the opportunity to put a rumour to rest as well, even more serious than the Strictly Come Dancing one. And he'll appreciate this because El Gatto, his cat, is particularly famous. And the rumour that somehow I don't love Larry, I do. And I have photographic evidence to prove it. Sadly, I can't take Larry with me. He belongs to the house and the staff love him very much, as do I. I will miss the roar of the crowd. I will miss the barbs from the opposition. But I will be willing you on. And when I say willing you on, I don't just mean willing on the new Prime Minister at this dispatch box, or indeed just willing on the front bench defending the manifesto that I helped to put together. But I mean willing all of you on, because people come here with huge passion for the issues they care about. They come here with great love for the constituencies that they represent. And also willing on this place, because yes, we can be pretty tough and test and challenge our leaders. Perhaps more than some other countries, but that is something we should be proud of and we should keep at it. And I hope you will all keep at it and I will will you on as you do. The last thing I'd say is that you can achieve a lot of things in politics. You can get a lot of things done. And that, in the end, the public service, the national interest, that is what it's all about. Nothing is really impossible if you put your mind to it. After all, as I once said, I was the future once.